Simon & Schuster Audio presents No One Wins Alone, a memoir by Mark Messier with Jimmy Roberts. Read by Will Reeve, with a prologue and epilogue read by the author.
To my parents, Doug and Mary Jean. Prologue. Rain had fallen early that final day of March in 2004, but it was now a clear spring afternoon as I ducked into the back of my black Lincoln on 85th Street, headed for Madison Square Garden. The distinctive smell of the season's arrival always made me feel like I should be getting ready for the playoffs. This year, though, I wouldn't have the honor of competing for the game's ultimate prize, and it colored everything just a little bit gray. When I first moved to New York 13 years earlier, Brian Leach and I were the only Rangers who lived in Manhattan. Our apartments were just a few blocks away from each other's, so we would travel together to games and practices. We soon became like brothers. At the beginning, we would take the subway or hail a yellow cab. I laugh now thinking about the time our cab got stuck in traffic during a rainstorm. We jumped out and ran the last 20 blocks. When we got to the Garden, our suits and ties were soaking wet. What a sight. Anywhere else that might have looked odd, but what New Yorker hasn't got caught running through the streets in a downpour? Perhaps it was a rite of passage or a welcome note to keep in mind. This place was not for the faint of heart. But after we won the Stanley Cup in 1994, the first time the Rangers had won in 54 years, stepping onto a subway train headed to the Garden or standing in a Manhattan street corner looking for a ride became a much more social experience. Because when you achieve something big in New York, whether it's in sports, arts, or politics, people are not afraid to share their appreciation. I couldn't even begin to count the number of people over the years who have wanted to congratulate and thank me for the electrifying run to the 94 Cup. Every one of those encounters meant something to me. Not long ago, I was in a cab, and I went to pay the driver. He fell silent for a moment as he looked at me through the clouded plexiglass security divider. One of the greatest things about New York City is that everyone seems to have come from somewhere else. I did. As he was sizing me up in the rearview mirror, I thought there might be some kind of problem. Then, through a heavily accented voice, he said, "Messier, your money's no good with me. Messier, no pay." A moment like this was a reminder that our success on the ice really wasn't about sport, but community. It was a piece of New York pride that two strangers could share. Brian had been such an enormous part of that success, but as I made the 50-block ride through Manhattan...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?